boy Ski over here at Urban Access Network, the best podcast in the Midwest. About to put some game in y'all ear, man, one time. If you trying to get fit and lit, you need to holler at FNX Fit. We got the 15% off code. I'ma read it to you. FNXTIRV. Go ahead and recharge and get the 15%. FNXTIRV. FNX is committed to creating innovative supplements of the highest quality that provide focus for a productive morning, energy to thrive all day, performance supplements to reach new goals, unique sleep and recovery formulas to support any sport, and a health supplement to support an active life for years to come. The long way.
What it do?
Hey y'all, I am Wifey.
I'm Ill Mac, aka whatever. What's happening?
What's going on, y'all?
Flat out, you ready to tell the people about your your journey?
Yeah.
Flat out. So, for those who don't know, Wifey hadn't got the vid, hadn't got the COVID.
I got COVID, y'all.
She didn't get the motherfucking COVID.
I'm up here preaching to y'all and telling y'all, make sure y'all staying safe and staying at home. And I haven't been out here. I've been at work, but that's why I've been preaching so much, because like it's real. You know, people go out and they do this stuff and they bring it back. And like I keep telling y'all, I work with the most vulnerable people. And we bring it to them because we're not being safe. I think I got it because I've been testing.
Yeah, been testing at work.
I've been testing at work. You know, right now healthcare workers have to test twice a week in our county because our numbers are above 10%.
Right. Disclaimer too. Last week, Friday, she tested negative, right?
Yes, last week Friday.
She tested negative.
Right. I tested negative.
And then Sunday is when the positive results came.
Yeah. Saturday night, I kinda like was in the middle of the night, I had a cough.
If you was in the vicinity of us before Friday, you good.
At least, you
ain't got nothing to worry
about. You were fine. I mean,
because she got tested twice that week, so you good.
But you make sure you just watch out for symptoms. Actually, if you were around me from that Friday, 7 days out, make sure you're watching for symptoms. But everybody around
me. You weren't really around nobody, though.
No, I really wasn't. We didn't go nowhere that weekend. We was in the house. I ain't go nowhere.
But Nate the Great was still here, but you know what I'm saying? They came
and
they tested negative.
I mean, negative. I'm tripping. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, they tested negative. I tested negative, and I've been around this nigga every day, so.
Yeah.
I don't think the shit came until Sunday.
I think that's when, yeah, actually. I mean, Friday I was negative, and I.
Because
like
if you
would have
had
Saturday,
COVID for 7 days before that, I would have had COVID too.
Right.
off the rip.
It's just you have to just watch out for your symptoms. I mean, and if you test now, or if you haven't tested, you need to get tested. But
they got the vaccine dropping.
They do.
Well,
it didn't
drop.
I want to start with how I start feeling.
Oh yeah. Go ahead.
Because I want people to just watch out. Like I started over Saturday night with a real. Like productive cough, and the productive cough is a cough that produces phlegm. And it was just really, and I was sitting up. I mean, it was just really, really, really bad where I had to keep sitting up in the middle of the night. But anyway, the next day we were going to go get massages, and I'm like, okay, I got this cough. I wasn't like short of breath or nothing. I ain't have none of that. Only thing I had that had me worry was my cough, a productive cough. we were going to go and we were taking the questionnaire, and I'm like, you know what? I need to go get tested. I need to see, you know, I got this cough and I don't want to go expose other people. Sure enough, my ass was positive. And from there,
she took 2 more tests.
It's because we got rapids at our job. So we took 2 more.
I took one. She said she took 3 for Avery, motherfucking. Got to my 1, but.
And I'm like, oh, Lord, this can't be real. But yeah. Only thing I have lost, only thing that has happened to me, I have not had any short of breath. I have not been short of breath at all. That's one of the biggest signs you have to watch out for, because then it starts attacking your lungs.
Right.
And then that's when you got to be intubated. Those kind of things like that. Man, I pray, I'm thanking God that I have not had any, no shortness of breath at all. All I had was, I mean, I lost my sense of smell, I lost my sense of taste. And I just feel like I had a real bad, like, sinus infection, and I've had that before. And I just still got the cough. Cough had me up last night. Shoot.
Straight up.
Said, Lord, yes. I'm like this wet cough again. That's what I call it, wet cough. But anyway, I'm okay.
Other than that,
you're a healthy person.
You don't feel like you're gonna die or nothing, do you?
No, I don't feel like I'm gonna die. Like I said, I haven't had any breathing problems at all.
Yeah. Like, but that's the scare tactic to it. Like, I know a lot of people that died, you know what I'm saying? I know people younger than us than that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
R.I.P. Cheyenne, a long way.
Wow.
But they never tell you how many people survive it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I know a lot of people. So that's just like it.
If you look at it like car crashes. You know what I'm saying? Mm. It's a lot of car crashes that happen every year that kill people.
And the death rate ain't high.
And you still get in your car and you still drive.
Yep.
So when you get it.
And the death rate is high.
Don't automatically go to thinking you're going to die. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just look forward to fighting through it. You know what I'm saying?
And I knew that I was, my husband has been really good to me from the jump. Even with the words, like, yeah, we finna body this. You all right? You good?
Yeah. That.
And I knew that I was like, I don't have any underlying health issues. I know that, you know, I know I walk every day. I know I have been, you know, I've been on my keto thing. So just making sure. I knew I drink a lot of water. I mean, I just knew I didn't have any underlying health issues. I knew that. So I knew I would be okay. At first, I was nervous. I ain't going to lie. Because, shit, COVID, first thing popping your head.
Yeah, because that's the propaganda. That's all they want to do is scare the shit out you with deaths. You know what I'm saying? But trust and believe, for every 1 person that died, it's probably about 20 people that survive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And they got this vaccine now. What y'all thinking?
Yeah, I ain't really going to rock with it.
Not just yet?
Nah. I'll probably get a vaccine probably this time next year.
But
straight up.
I'm sure they're going to mandate it for healthcare workers, so.
Yeah. But, I mean,
they say it's got a 98% success rate?
The thing, and then it's another thing. With the vaccine, the niggas thinking they just gonna take the vaccine and they gonna be good.
Yeah, nah, you still gotta take precautions.
And you still gotta wear a mask and bullshit like that. Like, so it's like, man, if I gotta do all that, then I might as well just keep doing what I'm doing.
Man.
And let these motherfuckers take their vaccine so I can see who croak, who don't, who eyes go blind. You know what I'm saying? Who arm fall off. You know what I'm saying?
Lord.
Who get extreme arthritis. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Maybe this time next year I take it. But, nah, I'm not finna be the first nigga in line. And they ain't really mandatory in healthcare workers to do it.
Nah, not at this moment they are not. But if they keep seeing it in healthcare workers, they're going to do it.
Because there was one chick on IG. She said she worked at the hospital, and they asked her, did she want it?
Mm-hmm. And she said no.
And she said nah.
Yeah, it's not. It ain't mandated yet. I think it will be, though.
You think it's going to be mandated?
I think if we keep on bringing it into the hospitals or into the nursing homes, of course. Just be careful out here, y'all.
Yeah, man. I heard they said they ain't going to give nobody no stimulus unless you...
unless you go, oh my God.
Unless you got a vaccine.
Ain't nobody doing this.
They ain't gonna let you have to take your vaccine papers to the tax people so you can file your damn taxes and shit.
What?
They ain't going to let you file your taxes.
Baby.
No, they going to let you file them, but you ain't going to get no return until you show your vaccine papers.
Lord have mercy.
But yeah, so what day is this? This day's five?
This is day six.
Yeah, tomorrow's Sunday. So yeah, today's six, day six.
Yeah.
And you got to do what, 10?
10 days. So the CDC now says that you have to quarantine for a minimum of 10 days. And then I can go back to work if I don't have any symptoms for 24 hours prior. So,
do you feel like you feel like you're gonna be cured in 10 days? Do you feel like you're gonna be good in 10 days?
I feel like I'm. This cough has gotten a little worse.
And got a little worse.
Yeah, because it was better at first. And maybe it's just tonight. I don't know. Maybe it was just last night. I don't know. I got 4 more days to see.
4 more days. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to my husband.
I'm going
to
get you some of that damn Tussin.
Some more Tussin?
I'm going to get you some Tussin.
I don't need no Tussin.
You need that Tussin.
God, that's so horrible.
I know. It worked, though.
I'd rather take the pills.
Nah, you going to get that. You got to drink that liquid Tussin.
Oh, God.
Flat out. They got them amphetamines in that hoe. That's going to clean you right up. You know what I'm saying?
No. But, yeah. Gotta let the people know you've been taking care of me.
Shout out to you. Yeah, man. You know, shout out to me, man.
Shout out to you, baby.
I done had to go to the grocery store. I done had to go to the grocery store.
You bodied it, though.
I mean, look.
You did that.
It's further notice that I could take care of my damn self if you ever want to try to, you know what I'm saying?
And that's fine. That's good. Skip that on my ass.
I don't play no games. I can do this shit. You know what I'm saying?
You can. I'm glad you can.
But this shit harder than the motherfucker.
Go ahead and tell the truth and shame the devil.
I think it'd be like, if I work days, fam, like, oh, man,
it'd be nothing. That overnight shift.
Man, if I didn't drive and I worked days, it wouldn't be no issue at all. Flat out. Nothing.
You'll be bodying it.
Man, I'll be bodying this shit, dog. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm be understanding why women be complaining so goddamn much.
So take out me in the scenario with spending time with you, doing homework with the kids, cooking. Like, take all that out. Like, add your work, then add your cooking for the kids, spending time with the kids, spending time with your husband. Add all that to it.
I body that. If I'm working days, I'm bodying everything.
You bodying it if you working days.
If I'm working days, I'm bodying everything.
Well, but it's hard for women, and women body it, though.
It's nothing.
But it's a job. It's a hard job.
Oh, and yeah. I mean, I ain't saying it's
hard
easy.
Shoes to fill.
I ain't saying it's easy. You know what I'm saying?
Big shoes to fill.
But, yeah, man, it ain't. It ain't like it's fucking rocket science or something. Y'all be acting like y'all be going to the damn moon and shit.
Because we do. We go to the moon and we come back.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't doing no doctor's appointments, though. That's like torture to me.
He does not feel any paperwork out.
Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Why you don't save this shit?
If he got to fill paperwork out, it is a done deal. He is not. Nope.
God damn.
all the child needs is for him to take him there and be seen.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the queens, man. Y'all be doing your thing. I guess I'm just cut from a different cloth to where I can handle like I handle it.
Yeah, your kids got you A+.
Oh, yeah, dog. I've been buying your shit. Steak, shrimp, and broccoli for dinner. You know what I'm saying?
He made spaghetti and meatballs. Oh, they loved it. They was fighting over the next morning, y'all.
They weren't ready.
Oh, it was so funny.
For the ill Mac, Italianichi with the ill Mac garlic bread fontaine. Killed that shit.
You killed it.
Flat out. I'm talking about this one motherfucker just recovering from a black eye from fighting over that motherfucker.
They not recovering from no black straight eye, up.
But yeah. So yeah, we down here, man. You know what I'm saying? In the office, man.
We are 7 feet away.
7 feet away. You know, table 7 feet. So we sitting on both either end. Wifey got the mask on, so we still keeping it safe.
N95 on this mug. Shoot.
That motherfucker doing their work, huh?
Doing his work.
I got a, but you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have to desanitize all of this shit.
Oh yeah, you're gonna have to sterilize this mug.
But yeah, let's go ahead and
let's get to it.
What we rapping about?
All right, y'all. So oh, this is week two. This is week two of our Take This With You.
Yeah, podcast seminar. You know seminar. What I'm saying?
All right, but we're gonna start with a question. So I put the question up. Come on, y'all. Y'all got to come through a little bit more. I need y'all to come through so we can talk. Shoot, even with COVID, I was trying to get people in and let people, come on, y'all. Come on, let's answer these questions so we can talk. But anyway, the question of the week was, how often should you forgive someone who has failed you or hurt you?
Okay.
Because this week, during our seminar, we're talking about forgiveness. So I had a few responses. Man, Kiki responded. She responded twice.
Okay.
No, three times. Sorry, Kiki. Yeah. Shout out to Kiki. That's the_riches_blog. Make sure y'all go follow. Oh, man, congratulations to them. They hit 10K.
10K, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all,
man. I mean, they got 10,000 people following them. Wow.
Yeah.
Man, that's got good. Congratulations, y'all.
My nigga Mike finna hit that 500, though.
Okay.
I think he hit 3-something.
On his channel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. All right, so Kiki said, the MF done showed you who they are. You keep going back. You are the problem. And then she put the...
Right.
I don't know the answer.
Right. Okay.
But then she said, however, why are you still rocking with someone who continues to hurt you? I'm just saying.
Right.
True. Those are facts. Then the last one said, forgiveness is for you. So I think every time you are wronged, forgiveness is warranted. Those are facts as well.
Right.
All right, then we had Uncle Ski. Shout out to Ski.
Okay.
He said, one meeting after that, one time, that's it. I forget and forgive. I forget and forgave. Don't fuck me over no more. Ski, you need this seminar today, okay? All right, we had one more. They got me in the inbox though, so I gotta go back to the inbox. Who was it? It was Chris.
Okay.
Chris said, oh shoot, sorry. He said, as often as needed for you to heal. Forgiveness is more for you, not for them. Forgive, heal, and move on. That doesn't mean allow yourself to become a stepping stone though. If the same person continues to hurt you, then you may have to distance yourself from them or set strong boundaries. I totally agree, Chris.
Yeah, shout out my nigga Chris.
I love that one. Shout out to Chris.
Yeah, the definition of what is it? Stupid, insane is to do the same thing.
Insanity
is to do the same thing expecting a different result.
Yep.
Flat out. So if a motherfucker hurt you once and you forgive him and you stay and do it again,
it's your fault.
Then it's on you.
But you have to forgive a person. I absolutely think that when you don't forgive people, it hurts you more than it hurts them. Like Chris said, It's for you. Like Kiki said, it's for you. It ain't for them at all. It's for your peace so that you can move on. I think the Bible says that you're supposed to forgive somebody 70 times 7 times a day. If I got to forgive you 70 times 7 times a day, that's a lot of forgiving.
Hey,
but that's in order to give you peace.
I mean, us fellas out here, we got a little leeway out here. You know what I'm saying?
Keep on with your ignorance. So that y'all know, 70 times 7 is 4,900 times a day. I know ain't nobody wronging you that many times a day. You got to forgive. And like they said, forgiveness is for you. But I'll go on more. I think you forgive people, but you have to just, like Chris said, set those boundaries. Like, I forgave you what you did. That's fine. Because when I see you in public, hey, how you doing? Let's keep on moving. We don't have that relationship. We probably don't have that relationship no more. Or even if you do, it depends on you and how you want to deal with the situation. You can keep on allowing that person in your energy if you want to. Or you can just set boundaries and say, hey, I deal with you from afar.
Yeah, or not at all.
Or not at all.
The definition of forgive: stop feeling angry or resentful toward someone for offense, flaw, or mistake.
Because y'all know we all are flawed, right?
Yeah.
We all make mistakes.
Yeah.
And we all sin. Like, and nobody's sin is greater than the next person's sin. Like, you know, I was, come on, you want to jump into the, you want to go first?
Nah, go ahead.
All right. So look, my part on forgiveness, I'm doing, forgiveness in relationships. But first, you know, and when I started searching forgiveness and stuff, the, one thing that came up was, Michael Todd. And Michael Todd is a pastor of... so what church is that?
That nigga ain't been committing fidelity, is
he? No, he ain't been. No, nah, man.
You did your research on that nigga?
I like Michael Todd. I've been following Michael Todd for a long time.
A lot of these niggas, a lot of these preachers be out here.
Man.
Not practicing what they preach.
For somebody, it got to be some haters somewhere.
Which I don't blame them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they human just like everybody else.
Right. But they don't need to do it in the presence of everybody as if they are.
I mean, they don't need to do it at all.
Yeah. But anyway, I've been following him for a while. He is the pastor of Transformation Church. It's a big church. But anyway, he's doing this series, or he did this series on YouTube. And y'all, it was called FU. FU. That was the series called, it was Forgiveness University. But anyway, I encourage y'all to go and look at that series. It's about, I think it's 10-part series. I am on number 5 right now. But the first one was how to forgive someone. And I just, a few points that I took away from it, and then I'll go into my relationship part of it. He said, offense is the gateway to unforgiveness. Meaning that you take offense to something, and that's why you can't forgive people. Because you so offended by something, and you're hurt.
Yeah, I can feel that.
And he said, you can't be Christian and not forgive, first of all.
Oh, that's a damn lie.
You cannot be.
That nigga don't know a lot of Christians.
But there you go.
He don't know the church.
He know the church, because he be talking about the church too, saying you think your sin is better than the next person's sin. No, it's not. He also said you can't resolve conflict with lack of forgiveness. He said forgiveness requires faith. Forgive and you will be forgiven. And then one more was, make sure that you give that same energy you want in return. Meaning, how can you expect people to forgive you for your things that you've done, but you don't forgive other people? Give that same energy.
Because.
No, you can't do that though.
People, yeah. I mean, you're not supposed to do that, but it's done.
It's done.
And the reason it's done is because people feel like what you did wrong It's bigger than what I did wrong.
But it ain't fair though.
I know it ain't fair, like, but we talking about human beings now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, everybody ain't on that spiritual level or on that self level to where they could do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, and like he said, like his whole seminar, he kept saying, I'm not expecting for you to do this today. I'm not. It's not realistic of me to say that you're going to forgive somebody today that has harmed you or hurt you for 25, 35 years. But it's just like in hopes that like I can give you this message and you can say, okay, you know what? I understand.
Yeah, but 25, 30 years, I feel like.
Then you holding grudge.
Let
then.
It go.
Right, you got to let it go then.
Flat out, because I feel like once you got 25, 30 years in, wherever you trying to get in your life, you ain't going to never get there.
Mm-mm. You're going to stunt your own growth.
Straight up. You ain't going to never get there. Flat out, like. It's universally going to be in the way. Flat out. Like, you ain't going to even see it. Like, you might not even think about it. But it's still there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah. You just got to let it go, though.
You have to. All right. So, first things first, y'all. Forgiveness is the key component in the relationship. Okay? If y'all going to stay together, if y'all going to be together, you have to forgive each other for things that you've done.
Let me get to the question my man really want to know.
What's the question?
How many times can a man cheat?
None.
Oh, shit.
You can't.
How many forgiveness do we get, though?
I'm supposed to forgive somebody 4,900 times a day.
Hey.
I can forgive you.
Uh-huh.
But that don't mean, like, that could be that one. You're going to make that, that's going to be that one relationship that I'm going to deal with from afar.
Oh, so you gonna forgive me, but you ain't gonna fuck
me. I don't know.
Another thing I want to say is, fam, if you choose to forgive and you choose to stay, don't bring that shit up no more.
Yep, you can't.
Flat out, like, people are so notorious for that. Like, if you choose to stay, shut up. Like, it stays there. As soon as you choose to stay, you can no longer bring that topic up no more. Flat out.
Because it hurts. It hurts. And, man, you got to forgive somebody. You got to forgive. And like you said, if you're going to forgive, then you're going to shut up about it. You're not going to say nothing else about it because you chose to do that. That means you causing this person agony because they know you really ain't forgave them.
Oh, right, because you keep bringing it up.
Right. So I know you ain't really forgave me.
And they feel bad already.
I'm not going to leave because I feel bad because I cheated, right? I ain't going to leave because I feel, this the man, I ain't going to leave because I feel bad because I cheated. But the woman, I ain't going to leave because I want to
I ain't going to leave because
that I forgave you.
Yeah, I ain't gonna leave. And then we miserable. You know what I'm saying? All I did was hit it. You know what I'm saying?
And you feel,
I wasn't in love with them.
You feel bad because you hurt your wife.
Right. I hurt you.
Right.
Right.
So. If she's making you miserable, you're gonna be like, well, I can't leave because it was my fault.
Yeah, I can't cheat and leave.
And leave. There you go. Like, that's after what I'm trying the fact. To say.
Like, so, yeah, you can't.
But she's making
you can't
you
say
miserable.
You forgive
that
me.
That's not right.
And then keep coming to me talking about, you know, so and so and so. A year later, you talking about, you know, I still fight with that, and I still like, what, fam? Like, please don't come to me with that bullshit. Because now I'm thinking like it ain't even no point.
Right.
You ain't gonna never get over this shit.
Yeah. And you wasting y'all time.
So you have to really forgive.
And like, and seriously. It's a hard thing, y'all. As they say, forgiveness is a gift. You know how they say people got gifts?
Yeah.
Yeah, forgiveness is a gift. So
I believe that.
You got to get that gift. You got to dig deep down inside to get that gift out. But it's important because it's for you and it's for the other person. So, look, they say studies show couples that practice forgiveness, they enjoy longer and they have more satisfying romantic relationships. That's because the chemistry is there,
and that's what I said on the other cast. Is what I was talking about.
What? When you said what?
When I said a nigga need to fuck up like at least once every 10 years.
Oh my God.
Because what? That build back up is just epic. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
It's epic.
No.
Flat out, when the relationship got to bounce back, it's like a brand new relationship. You know what I'm saying? It's a new sense of openness in it. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to reboot. Mm-mm. No?
No.
Damn. I'm here for y'all, Kings. You know what I'm saying? Every week, I'm here for y'all.
No. Lord, don't let them set y'all up. Anyway, and then it says, lack of forgiveness causes negative emotions. It creates conflict in relationships. And then when you hold it makes you hold grudges, and it makes you harbor resentment for the things that person did. It makes you remember I said forgiveness is for you. It makes you angry and you bitter in the relationship. It makes the inability to enjoy the present. You can't enjoy nothing about what's going on because you're stuck on the past.
Yeah.
It causes anxiety and depression. Because depression is real. Mental health is real.
Yeah.
And then you got that loss of connection. That's why y'all can't bond no more. Yeah, you got that loss of connection with your partner. We can't bond no more because I'm so worried about the past. Like, that's important. That connection, that's important, y'all. That emotional connection to your spouse is very important. And it say if you don't practice forgiveness, you might be the one who pays for it most. That's,
yeah.
So, and then they say I looked up. It said genuine self forgiveness. It's an effort to work through the situations. So if you genuinely forgive this person, like, I'm gonna work hard to say, okay, I forgave you. I'm working on us. I'm not remembering what happened in the past.
Right.
Like James said, you can't bring it. You can't keep bringing it up.
Yeah. The thing is, like, people say, I can forgive you, but I can't forget. I don't think you get true forgiveness without forgetting
it. But it's a memory. It's a memory. And memories are like, you have a memory bank. It's a memory, but it's how you want to remember that.
Okay. It's a memory thing, but you can choose to not to remember.
You sure can. I think that's true.
You can choose not to remember. Like, when you truly forgive somebody, you don't even remember it. Or if you do pop in your head, you need to shut it right
back
down.
It's vanished right then and there.
Straight up.
That's true.
Like, I don't think you got true forgiveness if you ain't forgot about it. Because if you don't, if you remember it.
But what are the thing is, I can remember it, okay?
Right.
But what happens with that memory? Is that memory just a blemish? It's gone? Or it's am gone. I harboring over that memory?
Nah. If you don't forget it, then you harboring over it.
It's just the memory in the past.
Right. But that memory it can still affect how you feel. You know what I'm saying?
If I forgave that person, it does not.
It do.
So you got a memory of me that you forgave me for, but it still hurts you.
Okay. Let me break it down. Girl at work, you get her a ride home, you go in the gas station, you got $5 in your arm rest, she takes the $5. You ask her, did she take the $5? She say, yeah. She give it back to you. She say, forgive me. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You like, okay, I forgive you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you don't forget that experience, you're going to always feel some type of way about her every time you see her. You might say, what's up to her? Y'all might have conversations. But her stealing that money from you going to be right here on your forehead.
That's why you got to move it to the back of your head, though.
Even if it's in the back of your head, it's still going to be there. Flat out. So you still only going to hold her so close. You know what I'm saying? You only going to hold her so close. She only going to be able to come so close. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she might ask you for another ride. You might not tell her no, but you might tell her, I can't do it today because I got to do this, I got to do that. You know what I'm saying?
But if you forgave her, then you gonna give her a ride. You ain't gonna even. Yeah, she stole that money. But I moved on. I think forgiveness is. I'm telling you, forgiveness is a gift.
That only comes with forgetting.
I have to totally disagree.
I'm telling you, it only comes with forgetting.
Let me know what y'all think. I really want to know what y'all think because we having a conversation right now, and I forgot.
Yeah.
I forget y'all was there, but I want to know what y'all think. Do you think forgiveness comes with forgetting as well? Because is that what you think?
Now, I'm not saying forgiveness. Forgetting has to come at the same time as forgiveness. Okay. Right? So, you have to come to the city of forgiveness in order to get out of into forgiveness. You know what I'm saying? So let's say forgiveness is a bridge. Let's say forgiveness is a bridge.
Okay.
Right? You have to cross that bridge. Mm-hmm. In order to go through forgiveness, and then after you get through forgiveness, then you back at where you was.
You back at forgiveness?
No, you back at just chilling. You back at life. You back at happiness. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta forget though.
Because
if you don't forget, what's gonna happen is you gonna bring that shit up again. Flat out.
But how do you forget? Like, you even remember your childhood, right?
Yeah, I remember my childhood.
So you ain't gonna forget that.
What you mean?
I mean, it's a memory. Like, you can't forget those things that happened in the past. Like, I think you can forgive, and I think you will always. You won't remember. You won't. It'll just be a faded memory. So, what is something that has happened to you? I wish I can get you to understand where I'm coming from with this.
I mean, I see what you're saying. You know what I'm saying?
I just think it's the faded memory. That's all I think it is. Once, if that memory ever popped up in my head, then, okay, it is what it is. That shit happened. So
this
what?
Is the thing.
I'm moving
okay.
on.
Okay. I feel like if you forgive,
mm-hmm.
you still leaving the forget on the shelf, which is like a gateway to bringing the shit back up, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like taking the alcoholic liquor away but leaving the double shot on the shelf. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to remember that big-ass collection of liquor they used to have. And it's like that double shot that still sit there every day. Like,
then you got to think about what happened. Those emotions come up then.
Exactly. And like I said, you're going to bring
happened?
That shit back
what
up.
What kind of emotions did you have at that time? You don't want those emotions no more.
Right. You might not even express them emotions. But they're going to...
They shouldn't though.
I know they shouldn't.
Because you forgave
it's a
this
lot of
person.
Shit that shouldn't.
You forgave this person. And remember, forgiveness is for you. So I don't want to feel that way I felt before. So I didn't forgave this person. So we moving on. Me and James, I'm sorry, y'all. We gotta agree to disagree with this. I get
yeah,
what
man.
You're saying.
What's next? You get what I'm saying? I know you get what I'm saying. I get what you're saying too.
I just don't agree with it.
I'm looking at the humanity of the situation. Like, motherfuckers is human. And if you remember that shit, as soon as you get the opportunity to bring that stuff up or something happened that's close to the situation or so-and-so.
So you telling me you forgot everything that was done bad to you? That's what I asked you a while ago. You never answered it.
You never asked me that.
I didn't?
Nah.
Okay, so you forgot everything bad that
happened
to you.
Nah, I ain't forgot everything that happened bad to me.
Right, you didn't move on, though. You don't let it worry you.
Right, I mean, I'm not in those situations no more, though. We talking about staying in a situation.
We talking about life.
Yeah, we talking about life, but you talking about staying in the situation. We talking about couples.
Yeah.
Right. So we talking about staying in the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's different when you got to look at a person every day.
Right. That's how you know that's
you know what I'm saying?
Forgive.
I'm not talking about an ex-boyfriend that cheated on you. Like, you ain't got to see that nigga.
But what if you do see him?
As soon as you see that nigga, you going to remember what happened.
No,
and you gonna,
I ain't going to care about it.
You might not care. But you going to remember it.
Yeah, that memory came up. Oh, okay, it was a memory. It's gone.
Right. But it's still gone.
But it don't make me feel no emotions about it.
Okay. I need my Keep It Real squad to, you know what I'm saying?
Let me know if I'm
Stay
wrong.
Stay tuned.
Just let me know if I'm wrong.
You ain't wrong. You fantasizing.
I'm going back and talking. I'm thinking about.
You're not thinking in a human way, man. Like, you know how close to God you got to be for that shit to go down?
For me to be in a situation and see somebody every day.
Nah, I'm talking about to see somebody from the past.
That has hurt you or wronged you.
Yeah. Like, that feeling gonna come up.
Yeah, but
it might not stay there. It might not really affect you in no hard way. But like to this day, if I was to see a boss that fired me, and I see him, I'm gonna say what's up. In my head, I'm gonna be like, bitch ass nigga.
Why though?
That's human.
You not.
That's what I'm saying. You're not really thinking in a human way, man. That's the hardest thing of forgiveness.
I have seen people that have wronged me.
Okay.
I have seen people. Let me just say, I've seen people from high school.
Uh-huh.
That tried to, or middle school, that tried to bully me.
Uh-huh.
And felt no type of way about them. And friends with them on Facebook or friends with them on anything and be like, whatever, it is what it is. Because
yeah.
I ain't forgiving you for you. Like, you moved on. You could care less than two shits about me.
Right. I understand that.
I probably thought about it, but it was whatever. And I don't feel no type of way about you because you did me wrong.
Right. But. Okay, let's just move on. Because we're just going in circles.
We're going in circles.
We're just going in circles because you're not going to agree. And like you said, we just got to agree to disagree. Flat out. Because you fantasizing.
I'm trying
to keep it real.
I'm living in my truth.
Oh, here you go with this bullshit.
I'm just saying.
Come on,
cuz.
Let's just
ahead.
Move on.
You go ahead.
You talking about leaving in your damn truth and shit.
I'm living.
Ain't nobody got time for this goddamn plot you trying to pick.
All right. He is something else, y'all. He did not. Okay. Go ahead. I'm done. I gave my take on.
You ain't got no more over there?
Relationships. No. I got one last thing. Even if you do something wrong, you have to forgive yourself. That's my last take on it.
Okay, you gonna throw me the oop like that, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Shout out to you. Straight up assist.
Yeah, that's it, y'all. I'm just doing my research. Make sure y'all go follow Michael Todd or Transformation Church on IG. He even got a book I think I want to read. It's called Relationship Goals.
Straight up.
I want to see him and his wife. Dope. They on IG.
Yeah, I don't know about these preachers. That's what I'm saying. They've been, them bad preachers been leaving these niggas with a bad rep out here in
the
streets.
Not everybody's bad, though. But, yeah, go ahead, baby. What you research?
Forgiving yourself.
Okay.
Flat out. Research game was big trash this week.
Because he been working.
I've been
He been being working. The mama and the daddy.
I ain't been sleeping. I'm talking about I ain't been sleeping to the point my body hurt. I've been sleeping on the goddamn my daughter bed.
The twin bed.
Oh my God. This thing my body been hurting. I've been tired. I just been trying to stay alive, man. That's all I've been trying to do. Like for real. Flat out. So forgiving yourself. I'm gonna tell you how I operate. Okay. I operate from everything is my fault, right? I don't blame nothing on nobody.
Why? Because you allowed it to happen?
Because I allowed it to happen. And I should have knew better. Mm. That's why I don't be really trying to fuck with no new people and really put my faith in new people. Because I'd be damned and if I set myself up to get played when I didn't have to do that.
I know, but you know, so do you, but I think you also, you miss people that's supposed to be in your life by doing that. You know, they say everybody comes into your life for a reason and for a season.
I don't think you can miss nobody who's supposed to be in your life.
You can if you,
I don't believe
that. Your heart ain't open.
I don't believe that.
Oh man, Michael Todd talked about it. Make sure, go on there.
He a false prophet then.
He's not.
Straight up. Cause now that mean you down God. So if somebody's supposed to be in your life, they gonna be in your life.
But you have to be open to it. You gonna keep blocking your blessings?
First of all,
you go ahead.
Okay, look. This is what I'm saying. Okay. Right. Let's say I go to a business shindig. Mm-hmm. I meet a white boy named Zach. You feel me? Uh-huh. Zach want me to fuck with him. I hit Zach up one time. Zach don't answer. He say, he called me the next day. He say, yeah, my bad, I ain't answer your call, so and so and so. We start talking and he say, let me call you right back. Zach don't never call me back. I'm not calling Zach weak ass. Okay?
I know.
If Zach is supposed to be in my life, I will see Zach again. That's what I'm saying. So if you're reoccurring, then I know you're supposed to be in some capacity of my life. That's what I'm saying. If somebody is supposed to be in your life, they're going to be in your life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's how some people might have went to the mall and saw a girl at her job and then went to the bar with his homies and she was there with her girls. Like, okay, so now it's reoccurring.
Right.
And they go and they get married, you know what I'm saying? Live life happily ever after. It's reoccurring. So if somebody's supposed to be in your life, they're going to be in your life whether you like it or not.
But at what aspect, though?
I don't know. Whatever aspect they're supposed to be. But I'm just not finna walk around hugging everybody, talking about be my friend. You know what I'm saying?
No. I'm not saying that. Absolutely not saying that. You go, no, I'm not saying that.
Okay, so with the adult daycare, how many people you done talked to that was worthless?
I have talked to three, but that doesn't mean that I have talked to two. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to, the next person that say, hey, you know, I get, because, okay, the third person I met.
Where y'all got? Okay, thank you. So.
No.
What? Where y'all got?
Information.
You ain't even talked to that lady.
With the adult daycare? This was the girl I had worked with. They gave me the information about the certificates and stuff that I needed. Just the information.
Right. That's
that
a plus.
She gave me. It was a few people that just was like, okay, call me, whatever, and they never answer the phone.
Right. See, I'm a ball. I like to ball in my court. Flat out. And the reason I like the ball in my court is because I control the tempo of the game. And I got the ball. Once I start reaching out to so many people and depending on other people, you end up not having the ball in your hands no more. You know what I'm saying?
So you can't control the situation.
You're open to get played. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I start depending on somebody else to edit my podcast, right? Mm-hmm. This nigga could not show up one day. Or this nigga could not.
But you know how to do it though, right?
He could not get it back to me in time. You know what I'm saying?
But someday you gonna.
But if it's in my hands,
you can control it.
I can control it. Flat out, which is why I can keep my consistency up. Right. Once you start adding different elements to you to do different things, like you really have to stay on people.
But they say it takes a team, though.
Yeah, but that's why I'm big in paying people too. Like, I want to pay you because I want you to want to come get this money.
Right.
Because if you do me favors, you're going to feel like you could do me a favor whenever the hell you want to. Yeah,
you ain't really obligated to do it.
Right.
But if you're getting paid for it, everybody's getting, shoot, you pay for services, right? And everybody wants to be paid for their service.
Right. So if I tell you, if you don't make it, if you don't get this back to me by this time, then I'm not paying you. Or I'm going to take this off of your payment.
Right. This is the due date. Yeah.
Right. You're never going to be late.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway, I blame myself for everything. Straight up. And forgiving yourself is a lot easier than forgiving somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Flat out. So it really shouldn't be hard. The biggest thing with forgiving yourself is making the same mistake again. Flat out.
Yeah.
So it's like you do something messed up or you trust somebody you know you shouldn't trust it. And then you end up trusting them again.
That's when it makes it. That's how it makes it harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It make it harder.
Cause what they say, what is the homo? I always want these sayings. Was first time shame on you, second time shame on you. No, second time shame on me.
Yeah.
Third time can't happen again. Yeah.
Hey, but you gotta forgive yourself to move on.
You do. It's important. Forgive you got to. For you, not the other person.
Flat out. Just learn from the things that you forgive on. And yeah, just make sure you gotta keep the right people around you.
You gonna yes, that's important.
Straight up, and you gotta make sure that you gotta hold yourself accountable, man. Everything is your fault. Flat out, when you let somebody do you wrong, it's your fault. You gotta move up out of that if you ain't gonna forgive them all the way.
Gotta take the responsibility of it, yeah.
Yeah, but don't walk around being mad at yourself.
No.
For
little John John wrongdoing.
Yeah, and then, hey, like, if you the one that did wrong, like, shit, nigga, if you cheated, nigga, and she left, you got to motherfucker take that to the chin. Flat out. And you got to take that lesson. You hurt. Flat out.
You gonna put the that man up.
I'm gonna play the A-Rad man at the end.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he found some good some good knowledge for
the guru. That shit deep. So look, I wanna talk about Cardi B real quick, right?
Okay.
She had posted that she spent $80,000 on the bag. Right.
Okay.
She had tweeted that.
Mm-hmm.
I said everybody got in the uproar.
About her money.
Right. Talking about that's so insensitive at a time like this when people don't have a job and so and so and so and so. So, and I done heard this from a lot of people. A lot of people hide what they have in consideration.
For other people.
Of the perspective of other people.
Ooh, that is just.
Because it is so-called insensitive.
Oh, people just need to stop.
Flat out. So, what you think?
It's her money, though. Like, and then this is my thing. I don't know what Cardi B has done.
Yeah.
To help people, to help businesses. She could be paying somebody's rent for all we know.
I mean, she's an employer.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like shit, she changed her color 4 times a day. Shit,
right, so she's paying, you know.
Yeah, that gay nigga getting paid.
I don't know. It's her money. It ain't mine. I ain't got no access to that money.
And shout out to the King Queens.
The King Queens. They do her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are the best. But anyway, I don't have no access to this woman money. It wasn't going to be my money.
Yeah, but
I'm just saying.
Like, where do you niggas get off? Telling somebody. How to spend and not spend.
the money that they worked
on. And they said it was just insensitive and she shouldn't have posted that. She should have just kept it to herself. But at the same time, that's her money. Nigga, that's her Twitter account too.
Exactly, that you following.
Right. So just unfollow.
And you commenting on her post.
Right.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's not.
Yeah.
I just don't. I don't know.
Just like DJ Envy and Gig, you know, they do that 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, yeah. He said he wasn't doing it.
He talking about they not doing it because of the consideration of other people and all that other stuff. Like, dog, yeah. Let me tell you something. Once I get wealthy, I'm not stopping nothing for you niggas.
Yeah.
Flat out. The only reason I don't post a lot of shit I got is because, you know what I'm saying, I don't.
You just not who you are, though.
Yeah,
you're not just posting everything.
Yeah, I'm an 80s baby, so it's kind of hard for me to, like,
you're
just
real
be
conservative. We ain't,
yeah, I ain't.
Mm-mm.
I'm just not that nigga. And I don't want everybody to know everything I got.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, flat out.
Yeah,
like, ET and them say they have a problem with that, though.
What? Like, oh yeah, not
sharing what they got.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Talking about
Shoot.
What they got.
Ma said he is not ashamed to say he is a millionaire.
Yeah.
I said, I know that's right.
Yeah.
He
because people make
ashamed.
You feel like you shouldn't say that because they in the position they in.
Right.
But it's like you in your position because you in your position.
Yeah, that's not my fault.
I ain't got nothing to do with your position. So it's like, damn, what you want me to do? Come give you a million?
If I gave you a million and you used up that million, how you gonna get your next million?
Yeah.
Like, that's not, no.
Yeah, that's so y'all niggas that's on social media, stop unfollow who you wanna unfollow, fam.
Yeah. Especially if you're gonna talk negative about them. Like,
right.
Why you following them? Why you looking at them?
Right.
I don't understand.
Yeah, so that's why.
And the haters.
Yeah. And that's why DJ Envy did what he did, because of that Cardi B situation. But
and
I feel like, and I feel like they still could have did their 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah.
And I feel like they still could have donated stuff to who they wanted to donate stuff to at the same time.
You know, he said one of his 12 Days of Christmas, rather it be a note.
Right.
Or him making, like, doing something like that.
Right.
Those are ways of showing his expression of his love for her.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what's wrong with that?
Exactly.
I mean,
and doing the other shit at the same time. Flat out. But yeah, that was absurd. I was like, I don't know what's wrong with niggas. They just,
they ain't got it.
They be on one.
Yeah.
So what's popping? That's it?
So look.
What up?
Let's talk about Versus. Versus come on tonight.
Our Versus come on tonight?
Come on tonight.
She got Ashanti.
I got Ashanti, y'all.
I'm Keisha Cole
Keisha.
All the way.
My God. Everybody keeps talking about
Keisha Cole finna give Ashanti that work, man.
She okay?
Man.
Everybody keeps talking about
Ashanti gonna play all them Ja Rule cuts.
So what?
Oh man, niggas don't even like Ja Rule.
Ashanti, I don't think what you call it gonna play is Love. Everybody talking about her playing Love.
They don't even know the catalog, dog.
Man.
They don't know the catalog. When Keisha Cole started playing these songs that was on the radio spinning, radio play all day in 2015, they gonna be like, oh shit, I forgot about this. This used to be my jam. Straight up.
Well, I tell you,
Ashanti had no song on the radio since 2002 or 3.
What?
I give a 4. But not after 2004. She ain't had nothing on the radio, man. Ashanti ain't had no bangers,
baby.
Only people who know Ashanti music after 2004 are Ashanti fans. Flat out.
Boy. Hold on. Let me see. She been gone for a while.
Exactly.
She been gone for a while.
You looking at her albums? When the last album came out?
In 2008.
See what I'm saying? And ain't nobody buy that shit. We wasn't even checking for Ashanti in 2008.
That's okay. So she is the truth, though. I like her.
Whatever.
I like her.
Yeah.
I can't wait for her.
Shout out to Ashanti, though. You know what I'm saying? She had her little run.
She going, baby.
She finna get washed, though.
It's okay. I'm just really finna.
And my post was fake, too. Sorry for y'all who thought it was real.
Mercy. He made a post. He made, and my butt shared it.
I put up a Versus flyer with Anthony Hamilton and Music Soul Child.
Man,
so.
But that's.
I hope I sparked something. And I hope them. I added them, so I hope them brothers.
They hear us.
Get together and do that, because that's one for the books.
Man, that's going to be the truth. That soul?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, them niggas got hits on hits on hits. Them niggas got hits on hits on hits.
Look, Patrice talking about some. Everybody keep asking me, everybody keep telling me this fake. I'm like, oh, Lord. I'm like, yes, it's. I'm like, James got me, girl.
Big fake.
It looked real, though.
Hey, that's what I do.
He had a whole date and everything. I said, Lord, have mercy.
Hey. Got to go all the way if you're going to go.
Yeah. Look, I have a question to ask you.
Oh, man.
So I would listen to, what's his name? A-Verb.
Right.
He been doing something like every night.
The A-Verb show?
Yeah. Really? I don't know. But anyway, one of the questions, a statement that he made.
Right.
He said, women are loyal to the situation, not the man. What do you think about that? I think they lies.
I think it's true.
You think it's true?
Yeah.
So, well, why is it that women stay in situations that are trash then?
Well, I don't think he was talking about bad situations.
So I'm loyal to the good situation?
Yeah.
No, his statement was women are loyal to the situation. So if the situation is good, they staying. But if the situation bad, they leaving? That's it not depends true on, for all women.
It depends on how they feel about the situation.
Mm.
Okay, so let's say you got a girl, she meet a dude, she got let's say she got like two kids, right?
Okay.
She meet this dude. She not really like, she like him.
Mm-hmm.
But she not head over heels for this nigga. But this nigga comes in and this nigga just starts, you know what I'm saying, taking care of her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Taking care of her kids.
Mm-hmm.
Putting her in a better situation. You know what I'm saying? She making money.
She really like him.
He making money. She don't really like him, but the situation is good. You know what I'm saying? She gonna stay in that situation.
But she don't
especially
like
if she done been through some trash situations.
But she don't really like the man. I don't think that's true for all women though.
Ain't nothing true for all or nobody.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think she'll stay in that situation. Like, especially if she done been in trash situations. Like, look, first of all, people who have been in trash situations
don't wanna go back.
Tend to end up in a better trash situation.
Oh God! Just because
that's trash, a bar.
Just because that wasn't real bad.
Exactly.
Or it ain't that bad no more. He punched me, but he don't kick me.
Right. All he did was curse me out. My last nigga was putting his hands on.
There you go. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Which makes you think that situation is better than the next. I'm the last.
Exactly. But trash. It's still a trash situation.
It's still trash.
Flat out. Or my last man beat me, and he don't beat me at all. Like, he can't keep a job all the time, but he's good to me and my kids.
Mm.
But, you know, I do have to carry a lot of the financial burden. You know what I'm saying? He be in and out of work and shit like that. Like, yeah, you still in a trash situation.
But that's what I'm saying.
It's just like, better than your last trash situation.
So I ain't really loyal to you. I'm just loyal to this situation that's better than the last one.
Right.
Oh.
And then you loyal to, like, some women like in a great situation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They making money. Some women stay in a bad situation because of children.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? I knew a chick that stayed in the situation because of families. Like, they was together like since high school, so their families were like so intertwined.
Oh, wow.
That she felt like she couldn't leave this nigga.
Really?
Right.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Like, they had kids together and everything. But she felt like she couldn't leave that nigga. Because the families was just, like, so intertwined. Like, aunties, best friends, you know what I'm saying? And
wow.
You know what I'm saying? The married couples is kicking it together and all type of stuff like that. Like, people would play they self for a situation. That's why I say I believe it.
Dang.
Straight
so your
up.
Your own happiness ain't important to you.
To some people, it's the situation.
Wow.
Flat out. Like, imagine having a family like that that's real close and having your kids caught up in that situation with their families. Mm-hmm. And, like, you're not really feeling this nigga no more.
That's going to be hard.
It's going to be hard because you're going to be like, how am I going to do this to my kids? How am I going to do this to my family? Like, everything, like, shit bad.
Mm-mm.
I done just kind of outgrew this nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Spiritually or something, or emotionally, or, you know what I'm saying, business-wise. Like, he want to work the rest of his life. I'm trying to get on my entrepreneur thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we just not seeing eye to eye no more.
Mm.
Flat out.
Stay.
Yeah, so they just stay. But yeah, a lot of people stay in a trash situation because they get find a better trash situation.
Mm-mm-mm.
Flat out. But then you got the women who stay in a trash situation just because they scared. Like, shit, nigga beating them up. So they feel like this nigga just, if they do try to leave, nigga gonna find them and kill them or something. Like,
shit. Wow.
Flat out. I believe that, though.
The women are loyal to situations, not the man.
Yeah, some women are. Flat out. But it's ways to find it out.
Right, because I wouldn't be in the same situation with somebody else.
Yeah, because if I'm making $200,000 a year and then I get fired and then you leave, I know you was here for the situation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or a man loses his job and now he ain't shit. Or, you know, he not providing no more and he need to get his stuff together and all this other type of shit. Like, okay, I understand what this is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you ain't loyal to me. You loyal to the situation.
Right.
Flat out. But, yeah.
I just wanted your take on that.
Yeah, man. My nigga Averb be coming with the facts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not a lot of times.
But when Averb say it, it's wrong.
What?
That's my baby, my nigga caption all the time. Straight up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Flat out. That's who put me on Love Dorsey.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You see her do her post where she lifted up her lace front?
Nuh-uh. Did she?
Yeah, she lifted that
thing
up.
Somebody had said something about her.
She lifted that thing up. She
really?
Said, yeah, since y'all want to, she's like, let me lift this up so you can see where this bitch coming up at. And then she started spitting that game on the end with her shit lifted up.
Mm.
I said, okay.
She should have.
Let them know, queen.
Everybody ain't got to look the part. It's the message that we should be concerned about.
Man.
The looks.
The people who say stuff ain't even listening to the message anyway. Flat out.
All right, that's all I got, honey. What you got?
I got the A-Rab, man. You want to play it and comment on it, or you want me to just play it and take it out? You want to say something about it?
Nah. They need to let that simmer in their spirit.
They need to let it simmer in their spirit.
I hope people get it, though. Do you think we need to comment? Let's comment on it. That's fine.
All right, I'm finna play it.
These are just words. Essentially, we want highest level of pleasantness for ourselves. If your body becomes pleasant, we call this health.
Mm.
If it becomes very pleasant, we call this pleasure.
Mm.
If your mind becomes pleasant, we call this peace. If it becomes very pleasant, we call this joy. If your emotions become pleasant, we call this love. If it becomes very pleasant, we call it compassion. If your very life energies become pleasant, we call this bliss. If it becomes very pleasant, we call it ecstasy. If your surroundings become pleasant, we call this success.
Mm.
Only to make your surroundings pleasant, you need the cooperation of all these people. Because in creating an external situation, there are many forces involved. Not all of them you even know. You understand? You want to create a wonderful situation for yourself, you don't even know how many forces are working in that area. If you harness a few forces, if they cooperate, things will happen. If they don't cooperate, it won't happen. But for the pleasantness of the body, pleasantness of the mind.
Yeah.
That was dope.
So that is Sadhguru, S-A-D-H-G-U-R-U. You know what I'm saying?
You see the levels of like happiness and pleasure and ecstasy. Was it ecstasy?
Yeah.
Like those are different levels.
Yeah.
Of being in your life.
Yeah. Flat out. Like if your body in good shape because of health. He said a lot. I can't even remember all of it.
I want to repeat.
The number one thing was life, the top level of life being success.
Mm-hmm.
But you need a group of people to reach success.
That's what we call success, though. Yeah.
But you need those things to get success.
Yeah. A team.
Right. And it's the hardest thing to find. Flat out.
That's true.
It's the hardest thing to find.
He said something about being, well, you didn't play it, but he was saying something about being angry. And how anger releases like a toxin in your body.
Yeah.
Like they need to go listen to that, like the whole thing.
Yeah. But yeah, man, y'all be careful, man, out here in these streets. Get your Christmas gifts online if you can. It's probably last call for alcohol online, because if you order it next week, you probably won't get it.
Last call for alcohol.
Yeah, it's the last call for alcohol out here in these streets. I gotta order some shit next week, so hey, but I don't care, man. Flat out. I'm in this, I don't know what I'm on. You feel me? But yeah, man, what you got? Nothing?
Nothing. Make sure y'all go follow us on IG at Mr. and Mrs. Mac 314. We ain't getting no an email. Make sure y'all can still send emails to Mr. and Mrs. Mac 314@gmail.com. And make sure y'all answer the question. I put a question up every Friday.
What's next week?
Oh, next week we are talking. Let's see. Sorry, y'all.
Yeah, let us know if y'all like the seminars too, man. You know what I'm saying? My bad. I couldn't go deep in on the research because I had to.
He been working all week for his family.
I've been like doing a lot.
Next year we're talking improvement. And remember, this is something that y'all taking into the new year, making sure you implement in your life.
Hold up. I got, like, right now, I got goddamn kids texting me trying to go to fucking McDonald's or Burger King. Like, this is the thing. Kids don't give a flying care.
Mm-mm.
About what you have to do.
They don't.
Flat out. And it, like, drives me to the point of, like, not even wanting them no more.
And see, and as a mother, I can't do anything.
You know what I'm saying?
And he feels that way because he don't have to do it all the time.
Do what all the time?
Just make sure the kids get with the kids. Like, the kids don't care because they don't know no better but to lean on their parents for what they need and what they want.
Right.
They don't care.
But see, and this your fault. Let me tell you why this your fault.
Why?
Because you didn't raise them with consideration.
Oh my God, they are very.
If you would raise them with consideration, niggas wouldn't even be texting me no shit like that. Knowing I just got off work and I've been driving all
they
night.
They texted me the first night.
They would never
the second
say that.
Night I was sick and texting me talking about what they gonna eat.
You didn't raise them with consideration.
Oh my God.
This on you.
They're
okay,
children.
Carry on.
Whatever. All right, y'all.
Shout out to everybody who got kids with their ungrateful butt.
All right, y'all. Make sure y'all loving on each other.
Nah, what you were saying?
What?
I interrupted you. My bad. What are we talking about next week? That's what we're supposed to talk about.
Oh, we are talking about improvement.
Improvement?
Improvement. So I guess I'm going improvement into the relationship and you going improvement into your life?
Yeah, improvement to yourself, man. How to improve yourself, man.
Self-improvement, and I'm going relationship improvement.
You know what I'm saying? The most important work is your work.
True.
You know what I'm saying? I had a ring notification. All right, we out.
Bye, y'all.